USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump declined to answer questions on Wednesday during a deposition with the Office of New York Attorney General Lolita James, asserting his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. President Biden is cheering the latest inflation report.
Well, the price of some things went up last month. The price of other things went down by the same amount. The result, zero inflation last month.
The consumer price index for July was unchanged after a jump of 1.3% in June. Meanwhile, food prices rose another 1.1% and electricity jumped 1.6%. Wild swings in mortgage rates last week caused a rare surge in refinancing. Refi apps rose 4% for the week. The average for 30-year fixed mortgages increased to 5.47%. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by government.com.
Have you heard? The United States Mint has issued the Morgan Silver Dollar for the first time in 100 years. Not only that, but they are also minted in 99.9% pure silver for the first time ever in history. Coin experts are calling this an amazing opportunity for anyone that knows the enduring popularity of Morgans. But you must hurry. Only 175,000 legal tender silver dollars were issued. These Morgan Silver Dollars are brand new, bright and shiny legal tender coins minted by the iconic Philadelphia Mint. Just call 1-800-888-7630 and you are guaranteed a new 99.9% pure silver Morgan dollar. The first time in history this has happened. But with limited quantities, you must call now to order. To learn more, call 1-800-888-7630. If you order now, you will receive a free collector bonus, a $25 value free with every order. Call 1-800-888-7630 now to secure your new Morgan silver dollars before they are gone. That's 1-800-888-7630.
Amazon is taking an unprecedented step regarding five-star reviews. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
In what Amazon calls a first of its kind, Amazon on Tuesday sued a Rhode Island man and his company for allegedly selling fake five-star reviews to bolster seller feedback on Amazon.com. The lawsuit filed in Washington State's King County Superior Court alleges that Trey King and his online business has been selling fake verified feedback to retailers.
A Seattle man is facing 10 to 20 years in prison after being convicted of spying for the Saudi government. The jury found former Twitter employee Ahmed Abunamo guilty yesterday of multiple charges, including acting as an agent for Saudi Arabia, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit wire fraud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The House is in session this week, and they're scheduled to vote on a huge reconciliation bill later this week. The bill includes funding for climate change initiatives, and the Biden administration is pushing for Americans to choose electric vehicles. Congressman Dan Crenshaw from Texas tells Fox and Friends that Democrats will not permit mines that harvest the necessary minerals.
And the Biden administration closed down the Twin Cities mine, which would have produced copper and nickel, the exact kind of things that we need if they want to have the goals that they have.
Republicans pushed for car manufacturing materials to be made within the United States. Wisconsin businessman Tim Michaels has defeated former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clyfish to win the state's GOP primary for governor Tuesday night. Michaels vowing to his supporters that he will stand up for the people of Wisconsin if elected governor, something he argues Democrats have failed to do.
They've been left behind by the Democratic Party that just wants to focus on the social issues. From my first day in office to my very last day as governor, jobs and the economy are going to be my number one priority.
Michaels faces incumbent Governor Tony Evers in the November election. More news can be found by checking us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.